In the mid-1980s, Brazil was the world's third largest grower of cocoa beans. That was before the emergence of two strains of fungus that attacked and decimated the country's cacao trees from which cocoa beans are harvested. Today, Brazil is a net importer of cocoa beans, and most of the world's remaining production is centered in African countries like Ivory Coast and Asian nations like Indonesia. Today, drought threatens cocoa bean production in West Africa, and even though the fungus strains that wiped out Brazil's cacao plantations have yet to migrate beyond the Americas, researchers believe it is only a matter of time before they do so. Raymond Schnell is a geneticist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, working from the agency's subtropical horticulture research facility in Miami, Florida.
The two diseases don't exist in Africa or Asia. And, of course, Africa and Asia are the main production areas at this time and not Central and South America anymore. So if the diseases were to move, as diseases tend to do, then it would cause major problems in these production areas because all the material that's being grown in Africa and Asia now is susceptible to these two diseases.
The solution? Develop cacao trees that are resistant to fungus and that can better withstand drought and other adverse climate conditions. For nearly 10 years, U.S.-based candy giant Mars has helped fund USDA projects to probe cacao's genetic code. Raymond Schnell says sufficient progress has been made to take the project to the next level, the sequencing and analysis of the plant's entire genome.
What we have now are markers that we can use to help us select for these disease resistance traits. But in order to move the program forward, what we really need to do is have all the sequence information. And Mars has agreed to fund that project where we're going to sequence the cacao genome.
Mars is contributing $10 million to the project, which is expected to take several years to complete. The resulting genetic data will then be studied for patterns that suggest disease-resistant traits that can be employed in cacao breeding programs. Mars officials are quoted as saying they intend to play an active role that takes charge of the future of cocoa bean production rather than leaving matters to chance. For nations that depend heavily on cocoa crops, as well as chocolate manufacturers and chocolate lovers across the globe, the stakes are high. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.